Good afternoon. This is the Historic Landmarks Commission meeting for January 27th, 2020. And as usual, I'd like to begin by introducing the Bureau of Development Services staff.
Hillary Adam.
The members of the commission here today are
Ernestina Fuenmayor,
Annie Mahoney,
Kristen Miner,
Matthew Roman,
Derek Spears.
Commission members are private citizens appointed by the mayor. We are not paid but serve entirely as volunteers. More detailed information regarding the purpose and function of the commission can be found in the Portland Zoning Code. Commission members must declare a conflict of interest, bias, or ex parte contact prior to the staff presentation of a particular case. If a commission member has a conflict of interest or bias, they are not allowed to participate in commission discussion or voting on that project. If a commission member has had an ex parte contact, they must declare the substance of it on the record and, excuse me, it is subject to rebuttal. On the agenda today, we'll start with some items of interest and then move into several pending National Register nominations. And then finally, we will have a design advice request. So with that, Hillary, should we start with items of interest?
Sure. Great. Just wanted to let you all know that we will be sending out a doodle poll just to confirm the March 23rd regularly scheduled hearing date, because that is spring break. So I want to make sure that we had a quorum for that week. And then also on that same doodle poll will be the March 30th tour that we talked about last time. That's optional. It's not a regular day for you, so you don't have to come, but it's there for you. And we are putting that together now, so more details to come. But we just wanted to get a head count to see how many people were interested. Besides that, just wanted to talk briefly about the State of the City report. I sent out the final draft on Friday. There were some changes, and I noted the pages that those changes were on, and to see if you guys had any comments, specifically about the endangered page, because that was a little different, and then the dedication. And any other comments?
I have some comments, and okay. I have a in red line here if you want to.
Okay. Are they just edits, or are they
there are a couple edits. There are a couple edits, some graphic edits, some, yeah, small things, nothing big.
Okay.
A couple sentences that might they sound like could be rewritten a little bit, just a couple things, but it's all redlining in here, so if I can give you this, might be easier instead of me saying all that.
I think we need to I think we're trying to get to yes today, aren't we? So it might be good if we actually go through them.
You want? Okay, well, I don't know.
I mean, I guess depending on how I think it's
well, one of the things was
5 minutes, right?
Well, the I was wondering if when we talked about here, where it says in memory of the city commissioner Nick Fish, if it was that change to a blue corridor that we're doing with all the titles and the text, and maybe space between the quote and then when it says no individual
right.
of our time, there will be some space in there, so it will allow for the reading better. And also, it seems weird why this has different font than this. So your attention goes straight to table content instead on the top. So if that will match, might be better. And I was wondering if the message from the chair could be also included in table content, or if it was intentionally left out because it starts on page one.
I can include it.
Okay, because it I think is an important part of it, and you just go through it and read it. And
makes sense.
And then I was wondering if we're in page five, well, five Roman numbers. When we talk about the images between the comparison of the albina and the if we can include in there what it says, the 1948 image shows a connected grid of streets populated with houses that formed a community. We can probably add in there the number of houses that were decimated, that we know the number that were affected by African American inhabited, that since it's that information in the NPD. So we could add those numbers in there, might be good. They usually said like something like 70% or 80% or whatever percentage was part of that. So that would be good to include that number in there. It's just a sentence probably, and I can probably find it if you want to.
If you can find that.
I think no. I highlighted or looked at it in there. Okay. Yeah, I could do that later.
I think that number was actually in the Memorial Coliseum nomination okay. when I, yeah.
In page one, priorities, there is a misspelling of commercial in the fourth line. It says new commercial building in alphabet, and there is misspelling there.
Thank you. Great.
I was wondering also if in that sentence that says, this for second paragraph, it says, Oregon still has a way to go to, that's a whole, the whole sentence is kind of weird, but it says Oregon still has a way to go to create the kind of environment in which we can collectively decide what from our past gets passed to our future. I think we can take out the still out of there and just say Oregon has a way in that case. Just be straight to it. I don't know if, I think it has a lot of a, to go to the end and all that. If that could be clean up, will be better. But if not, it's fine. Okay. And I don't know, this might be my English or whatever it is, but in the second line from the bottom to top, it says forward to opportunities to educate. It wouldn't be forward for opportunities to educate. Just wondering. That's also.
Okay.
And
three. You got that?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then in the page three, when we mentioned the published cornerstone of community buildings, and that should be italic maybe because it is the name of the publication. It should be in italic. Yeah. So, and since we're saying that, can we update at the end a sentence saying that this year this document is being approved or like going because it kind of leaves an open ending what the document will be done, but the NPD it will be done right now in the next few months, so we can probably say up to approval for the National Register or for NPS in 2020 something like that.
Sure. Yeah.
Seems. And also the following, sorry, I have a little.
That's okay.
With the, when we talk about the lodge in the following paragraph, we say today the building is used for community services. I think it would be good to indicate that the building still is a lodge and it's the same uses. So it's not just not used for community services, it's still the same ownership and the same. So that will help to keep it more. I'm wondering in the following page, in page four, if when you say corner stores, it will be cornerstones update, because you kind of give it an update of how they are right now and what we're missing.
Sorry, say that again.
When the in page four, when we say cornerstone in the title in there, it used to be cornerstones update or today or something that will actually make it.
Okay.
Sound like it is
right the what? First one the first version yeah. that was done yeah
and then well this is might be a little bit more for later but when we say that we're going to talk about we're going to do a blog I was wondering if we can partner with local communities to publish their stories. There's a lot of like local blogs that already publish historic about historic buildings, about local small stories that are happening, and we can probably partner with them instead of we trying to force ourselves to create new stories about buildings or sites around the city. So, and this is just coming out an idea of when we publish this, that we can also put right. a small note in there that we can partner with them. But there is a lot of, I follow a couple of them locally.
Yeah,
so
me too.
Yeah, so if we can just say, hey, we want to publish this story in our blog, can we get your authorization to use your text or your information and put it in there? That would be a good way for us to also save some work. Mm-hmm. And there is a big space in page 10.
Yeah, that's because a lot of text was removed.
I figured something happened there. And so,
yeah.
And there is also another misspelling in page 12. In the fourth line from the bottom to top, it says new design guidelines.
Thank you.
And then I was wondering in page 15, the last kind of title in here says commission highlights. It has a different font size than the rest of it.
Okay, thank you.
And that's it.
Great. I think all of those sound, you know, like good catches, and I'm certainly on board with all of them.
I just, for the record, I think it's worth including the endangered buildings, the addition mm-hmm. of that. So,
yeah,
the firehouse and.
Yeah, I was very, you know, glad that we were able to actually get those into the report. You know, mm-hmm. learning about just the
future plans.
Well, the firehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Blanche House.
And then Blanche House, which I think, you know, we kind of had talked about before, but mm-hmm. It's definitely.
Both of them were on your list for last year. But it looks like there's more activity now.
Right. That's what I heard too.
I have personally just had some interest in the firehouse for some time, just as a example of similar firehouses that I was working on, and it's been sad to watch, you know, 10 years of deterioration. So
yeah.
It's just being neglected, so, and
yeah,
mm-hmm. to a point where you wonder, so what's possible. So
at any rate, I really do want to thank you, Hillary, for, you know, taking all of our kind of disparate pieces and, you know, making sure that everything got mopped up and put into the final version. So, and that goes to you too, Annie. You did a lot of that. So,
yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Make us look good.
And it was, I just want to say that it was a really good reading, a good report. So, thank you. Yes, for all of you guys that worked pretty hard getting all that in there. I appreciate it.
Cool. So with the changes that we just talked about, everybody okay with sending Friday's document forward?
Yes.
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 Okay. I will let you know as soon as we get a date scheduled. Okay. We're still working on that.
Do you think it's going to be like February? Late February?
Well, it would be... It takes 4 weeks
okay.
for a document to get out of this building and okay. before you can present it to them.
Okay.
So yep. it's definitely at least 4 weeks from today.
Okay. Well, we have that to look forward to. Presentation at City Council. Also, let the record show that Commissioner Smith has joined us. Hi.
Hello.
Thank you.
Any last items of interest?
I don't have them. I will let Brandon come up and talk about maybe one last item of interest for you.
Okay.
Can I use this computer from the yep. MPD? Brandon Spencer Hartle, Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. I'm going to multitask here and get our PowerPoint started up for our next agenda item. But I just wanted to give the commission a quick update on the appeal to the Central City 2035 plan. Those of you who've been on the commission for some time probably remember in the spring of 2018, City Council adopted a new plan for the downtown area that included changes in the height and floor area ratio maps. That decision was appealed by a number of parties and went to the Land Use Board of Appeals. It was appealed again to the State Court of Appeals. The Court of Appeals did issue their opinion last week on Thursday relative to those appeals. And the court's opinion is to uphold the Land Use Board of Appeals' previous decision relative to heights in the New Chinatown Japantown Historic District. Under the opinion, that decision would be remanded to the City Council to reconsider the height decisions and the findings for New Chinatown Japantown. That said, there's a window of time where the decision can be, or the court's opinion can be appealed again. And so we're sort of standing by, being advised by our city attorney's office about what the next steps look like. But just wanted the commission to know if you're interested in reading the court's opinion, that's available online. And it may be useful to be familiar with it in the event that it does go back to City Council on remand. The earliest something would go to City Council is later in the spring. So it's not like something's going to happen tomorrow, but just be aware that things are moving along with that process. And at present, the Court of Appeals is upholding the LUBA decision to remand back to City Hall.
Exciting times. Thank you, Brandon.
Yeah.
Okay, with that, I believe we can jump into